Hi there! Welcome to this week's episode of REAP, where REAP stands for Read, Examine, Apply, Pray. My name's Ed Burdett, and I'm glad to be spending this time with you. As we get started, I wanted to say that REAP, as well as the daily readings at One Year Bible Podcast, is possible because of donations from listeners like you. We don't run ads, so all of our support comes from listeners who value what we do and want others to experience it as well. Every dollar donated lets us reach over 250 people with Bible resources. So if this podcast is valuable to you, or if you'd like to help spread the word across the world, would you join us in supporting this work? To donate, you can visit oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. Special thanks to our monthly donors who consistently and faithfully give to help us in our mission. And once more, that address is oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. And now, on to REAP. The purpose of REAP is for us to learn and then practice a pattern for getting more out of Scripture as we read and listen through. The way it works, we pick a section of this day's reading, either from the Old Testament, the New Testament, or the Psalms, and then using that passage, we walk through this four-step process. First, we read the passage, and next we examine it. This is where we bring up anything that stands out, anything that catches our attention. After that, we look to apply the passage, connecting it with our lives today. And lastly, we get to pray. Our passage this week comes from our New Testament reading. It's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 44 through 56. Using this passage, then, we'll read, examine, apply, and pray. As we get started, let's ask God's blessing on our time. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to hear from you, to hear living words from your lips. We are grateful for your eternal word, and we ask that you would slow us down and quiet our hearts so that we can truly hear from you. Open our ears, open our eyes, help us to see marvelous things in this your word. We pray this all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin now by reading our passage. This is Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." All the multitudes that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned home beating their breasts. All his acquaintances and the women who followed with him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. Behold, there was a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man. He had not consented to their counsel and decree, from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was also waiting for God's kingdom. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. He took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb that was cut in stone, where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath was drawing near. The women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. They returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. This is our passage, and now we'll move on to the examine portion of REAP. And again, this is where we bring up anything that stands out, anything that catches our attention. The first thing that stood out to me, it's in the first verse we read. Verse 44 says this, "It was now about the sixth hour," so that's 12 noon, the middle of the day, and it says, "And darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour." So at what is usually the brightest part of the day, 12 noon, everything went dark, and it was dark for 3 hours. After these 3 hours, in verse 46, Jesus says this. It says, "Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.'" Jesus' last words were with his Father, and these were words of submission. They were words of offering himself. The next thing that stood out to me, it's in verse 47. That verse says this, "When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, 'Certainly this was a righteous man.'" It's interesting that by saying this, that this person dying on the cross is a righteous man, by doing that, the centurion, it says, glorified God. Just by recognizing this truth, that Jesus is righteous, glory was given to God by the words of this centurion. He recognized this truth before his eyes, and he said so. The next verse, verse 48, says this, "All the multitudes that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned home beating their breasts." I wonder, what emotions were there? Did the multitude feel regret that they were perhaps responsible for Jesus' crucifixion? Did they feel sadness? Did they feel a mournful heaviness? I wonder what it must have felt like to watch these events unfold without believing that Jesus would rise again. How many of this multitude must have thought, that's it, this is the end, that this man Jesus' life is over, and it's a very sad thing. So I wonder, at this moment, how many people there were able to walk by faith, and how many, on the other hand, were walking by sight? Continuing on, in the following verses, it talks about this man, Joseph. It says he was a member of the council, and in verse 51, it says he was also waiting for God's kingdom. This stood out. I wonder, what must a person's life look like so that they would be described as waiting for God's kingdom? So Joseph is waiting for God's kingdom. And in verse 53, after he gets permission to take Jesus' body, it says this. He says, "He took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb that was cut in stone where no one had ever been laid." I just imagine the care and even the tenderness that Joseph may well have used in taking Jesus' body from the cross and wrapping it carefully in this cloth. The last things that stood out to me in this passage are in the last verse we read, verse 56. That verse says, they, that is the women who had followed Jesus, it says they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. So these women have no expectation that Jesus will rise from the dead. That's why they're preparing spices and ointments for his body. The last part of this verse also stood out. It simply says, on the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. Even in their grief, they are obedient to God's command to rest on this day. These are the things that stood out to me in this passage, and if I missed something that you noticed, feel free to share that as a comment over at oneyearbiblepodcast.com on the webpage for this day's REAP episode. Now let's move on to the application portion of REAP. And again, this is where we look to connect what we've read with our lives today. One application that stood out, it comes from verse 54 in this passage. That verse talks about the timing of Jesus' burial. Verse 54 says, "It was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath was drawing near." In that society, there were all sorts of restrictions of what was possible and not possible on the Sabbath. And it says that the day before the Sabbath was this day of preparation. As believers, our day of rest now is Sunday. This note about a day of preparation makes me think that perhaps ahead of Sunday, we could consider part of Saturday as preparation. That is, we could think creatively about how our Saturday could unfold, what rhythms or practices or traditions we might develop, by way of preparing for the next day, the day of rest on Sunday. I know of one family, for example, who every Saturday night they would get together and have dinner. All the work and preparation that went into that dinner meant that they were better able to rest on Sunday. That's just one idea for what might happen on a day of preparation. And there are lots of other possibilities we might consider in thinking of how to prepare for Sunday. That's an application I see here, and if you see another one, feel free also to share that as a comment over at the webpage for this day's REAP episode. Now let's move on to the last part of REAP, where we get to pray. Father in heaven, in this passage we see your precious Son in his extremity offering himself to you, offering his spirit. Even as his life comes to a close, he trusts you, Lord. He submits to you and he doesn't take matters into his own hands. Help us as followers of him to do likewise. Help us to trust you. Help us to let you give us a good life. Instead of living as though we must do that for ourselves, by your mercy, Father God, allow us to be shepherded by you. Lord, we ask that as we see the events of our life, that we would walk by faith, not by sight. Help us, Lord, even when we mourn, not to mourn as those who have no hope. I pray that the reality of resurrection would sink deeply into our hearts. Jesus, help us to follow you in the way you lived obediently to the Father, in the way when you died that you offered yourself to the Father, and in your rising to new life. We pray that as we follow you, we would experience these things ourselves too. Thank you, Lord, that by speaking the truth, we glorify you. Help us this week to see and to say the truth. We pray all this in your powerful and risen from the dead name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me for this week's episode of REAP. In addition to this recorded version, we also meet as a group and do REAP live. This happens over Zoom every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. From 12 o'clock to 12:45, we read, examine, apply, and pray together. If you'd like to join us, you're more than welcome to. The way to get that information is to send me a note through oneyearbiblepodcast.com. That way, I'll have your email address and can send you the Zoom links for those Friday sessions. It's always an encouraging and inspiring time circled around God's Word, and I hope you'll join us on one of these upcoming Fridays. That's all the announcements we have for this week. I hope you have a good Friday and weekend and week upcoming, and I look forward to talking with you soon.